Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's wildcard showdown with the Steelers.
You know, take care of the football, keep the chains moving is what we're always striving for. And at the end of the day, too, you know, just there's been some games, too, where you know, turnovers have been an issue, so trying to limit that to have the best chance possible to win football games.
You get to the point now where you get a lead in the fourth quarter, and then Lamar can turn and give it to 22. You get to be up there and blocking. What's that feeling knowing you have that behind you?
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of the year, you know, whenever you got the lead, headed in the fourth quarter, you know, keep the lead and extend the lead. You know, that's the game plan. You know, just it takes all 11 guys on the field to do so, though.
Yeah. Had a great running game last year. This year with Derek going into the playoffs, is there a different feeling about what you can be offensively because you have him in the back end?
Yeah, I think, you know, Derek helps our team out so much just by, you know, who he is and how he runs and the things he's capable of doing, you know, absolutely. At the end of the day, you know, just for the O-line, it's about executing, doing our jobs to the best of our ability, and knowing the talent that we have, you know, try to make it as easy as possible on them.
Tyler, Lamar said he kind of draws on last year's AFC Championship game for motivation. Just kind of, you know, is that something that you kind of tap into, especially now getting into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, you know, you want to get back there and then, you know, win that game. But right now our focus is on the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs. And that's the only thing we're focused on right now. You know, our first goal of making it to the playoffs is done, and now we just, you know, got to treat it one game at a time and build off of our regular season.
Everyone talks about the challenges of maybe facing a team for the third time, but is there almost to help you, I guess, when it comes to prep, almost knowing what they're going to do defensively?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're familiar with each other. You know, playing these guys twice a year in our division, but you know, certainly doesn't make things easier. You know, just, you know, still going to be a physical ball game, you know, and the best team that comes out ready on Saturday is going to win the game.
Did you guys celebrate Lamar's birthday at all?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
How'd you do it? What'd you guys do?
It was just in the team meeting room. You know, every time someone has a birthday, we put it up there. You know, have a special day and just, yeah. And other than that, then we had a snowy practice, so I guess that was his gift. Yeah, it's awesome to be a part of it. But at the end of the day, you know, our focus this week is just preparing as best as possible to put ourselves in the best situation possible to win the game on Saturday. You know, if we do that, you know, I think, you know, that's everyone's job, everyone's role, just to get prepared as much as possible to help us succeed.
Tyler, so much attention is on Lamar heading into this game and the playoffs period. Can you emphasize how much kind of pressure he's under and all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's our job to try to limit that, the pressure that he's feeling, anxiety that he's feeling. Just go out there, and when he's at his best, he's playing free, having fun. So I don't think he needs to have any pressure or feel any pressure. I don't know if he does feel like that. I don't know if he said that, but I think, you know, he's at his best when he's having fun and playing free. So, and that's our job to try to get into that state of mind.
Tyler, generally speaking, you've played enough playoff games now at this point. What have you learned from those that helps your preparation now that maybe you didn't know, like, in your first playoff game, for example?
Yeah. You know, I think the level of play is certainly heightened. You know, the threat of ending someone's season, you know, it makes, you know, teams certainly not want to go home. But, you know, it's just games are going to be a lot closer. Games are going to be a lot more physical, and you know, that's how it should be. That's how football should be played. And so it's a great opportunity. You know, we made it in the playoffs, and now it's our job to do as much as we can to keep moving on and staying in the tournament.
Lamar just talked about earlier that in the past in his career, he felt like in the playoffs he's almost gotten like too amped up, and he's really tried to work on settling himself down for games like this. Is that something that you've noticed him approach this one a little bit different, or maybe just a team wide you guys try to like remind yourselves to stay calm going into playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of not worried, you know, how Lamar's gonna be ready mentally, you know, coming into a game.
Sure.
No, and like I said earlier, I think when he's having fun and playing his game, that's when he's at his best. So So O-line's job to block for him, block for the run game, and we do that to the best of our ability. You know, I like our chances.
Tyler, how has Lamar used his cadence as a weapon? Is he the kind of quarterback that does that in your mind?
Yeah, I think every team, you know, tries to use their cadence as an advantage. I don't know what other teams do, but it certainly has to be a weapon. And you have to use it to your advantage anytime you're at home. So, yeah, I mean, it's just something that has to be used, especially in playoffs. It's going to be important.
Do you think there's a psychological element when you guys line up in that formation and it's Eric Carr in front of Derrick Henry and just all that mass maybe coming down there again with the
Maybe. I don't know. I think, you know, just anytime, whatever play is called, we got to execute. And, you know, if we're in that formation, then we got to execute whatever play is called. So at the end of the day, you know, whatever guys are in, it's our job to get the job done.
Does it feel like Derek's gotten stronger as the season is going on?
Weight room wise? No, probably both. Yeah, I mean, this is how he trains, it's how he gets his body ready for each and every game. You know, he doesn't let the season wear on him. That's credit to him, and especially the longevity of his career. It's fun to play with someone like that, who understands his body, what he needs to be done, and still play at a high level.
Is he still beasting out in the weight room? Is he?
Yeah, I mean,
see him, like, calling guys in there.
I mean, have you seen him? So it's like,
in generally, you not in the weight room.
Yeah, but you don't look like that. Not taking care of your body and working out in the weight room. So he does a good job staying on top of that.
Who wants to see him kind of hang with him? Session.
That I don't. I know Big Trav's in there all the time. Yeah, it's the guys you want on your team.